This is Anna Sword out here with
Samantha Hayduck
for the Queens of Slippery Rock Oral History Project. So before we begin, can you give us like a little biography of what you did at school, majors, minors, clubs, your hometown?
Sure. So I'm from Kane, Pennsylvania, which is about 2 hours from here. And when I attended Slippery Rock for my undergrad, I got it in elementary education and special education, dual major. And actually came back to do my master's online. So I got my master's through Slippery Rock too. I'm currently a teacher, but when I was here at school, I was involved in the Up Till 2 for St. Jude. I did the executive board for that for 3 years. I was in PSEA, Council for Exceptional Children, a lot of things that were related to my major, but I was also in Active Minds, and Active Minds is the group that actually nominated me to be on Homecoming Court my junior year.
Awesome. Okay. What did Homecoming Queen mean to you then, and what does it mean to you now?
I think at the time it meant being a representative of the university and kind of being somebody who encompasses everything that the university is and all of the best things about Slippery Rock. And I think I still believe that. It's awesome to be a part of the history of Slippery Rock and to be kind of part of that legacy that lives on, because Slippery Rock is one of my favorite places. And it always will be. So, I mean, I feel very honored.
What made you decide to run?
I actually ran twice. I ran my sophomore year of college and again my junior year. And I think I was driven just because I love this place so much and I was so involved. I was that person who really wanted to meet everybody. I wanted to become friends with every person on campus. I wanted this to just be my home, and I was super involved in organizations, so it seemed like something that was very fitting for me. But when I did it my sophomore year and I didn't make it onto court, I just decided to do it again my junior year, and I made it, and then I ended up winning. So I feel like it was something that I just didn't give up on, and then I ended up succeeding.
Awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about your campaign, like what you did? Did you run with somebody?
I did. I ran with my partner, actually. His name is Brennan Cooper, and we knew each other, actually, from our hometowns. He's from Warren, Pennsylvania, and I'm from Kane, so we knew each other from high school. We cheered against each other, so it was funny when we were paired together on court, we decided we used to be kind of like these, not really enemies, but we competed a lot against each other in high school, so now we partnered up in college, and he was an awesome support system. We did all of our campaigning together. We went around to all the dining halls, and we met people, and we introduced ourselves, and we were just, he was a great teammate. We did a lot of chalking together, and it was awesome to have him. I do attribute a lot of the winning to him, because I don't think I would have been able to get out there without his support.
How did social media come into play? Did you guys take advantage of it, or?
We did. I remember we made a Facebook group, and we utilized that. That Facebook was really like the only source of social media, or at least the main one at that time. So we utilized that to get a lot of people on board. And I was a community assistant, so I was able to get a lot of people from Watson Hall kind of on board with me. So I guess I would just say just Facebook, really.
Okay, awesome. What was the hardest part about running?
I would say the hardest part was probably, just the anxiety of not knowing how I was doing against other people, because it's really fun. The whole week leading up to homecoming was so fun. You got to be involved in all the activities, and campaigning was really fun, but I think every day was anxiety driven. It was always wondering, oh my gosh, does somebody else have more people? Does the student body want somebody else to win? You know, am I just embarrassing myself, or am I really, by putting myself out there, is it helping? So it was just nerves, I guess.
Did you, before you were crowned, did you think you would win? Like, what did you think your chances of winning?
No, I had no idea. And actually, they told us afterwards that it was one of the closest campaigns, I guess, ever. And when they counted the votes, it was very, very, very close. I mean, amongst the Queens and the King candidates. I never went to go see what the actual end result was, but I'm glad I didn't, because I don't know. Maybe I only won by a couple votes. I have no clue, but I know it was really tight.
Did you, like, know the other people that were running?
Yeah, I did. I mean, all of the people that were on court were people who were very involved in campus, so they're people who you would see out and about all the time. And I mean, they were all very positive members of the Slippery Rock community and of the campus. So, yeah, I knew just about everybody.
once you, or did you encounter any stigma around, like, the title of homecoming queen or just, like, the ceremony, anything?
No, not at all. Actually, I feel like it is very well respected, and still, even today, coming here on campus and seeing other alumni and current students, everyone is just kind of, like, congratulatory, even though they don't know that I'm the queen from 2010. They're all congratulating me and wishing me good luck, and I think it's being the homecoming queen or homecoming king here is very well respected.
It is. I would have to agree with that. Why do you think that you ended up winning?
I think that I won because of my, I think I won because of my partner. Honestly, because he and I, without him, I wouldn't have gone out there to meet as many people. I wouldn't have put myself out there as I did, but he kind of pushed me. And so doing it together was fun. It made it really exciting. So I definitely attribute that to Brennan. He helped me so much. He was very outgoing. And although he didn't actually win with me, I feel like we were in it together. So I definitely have to give him a lot of credit.
What did your family think whenever you won?
My mom was really proud. She was here that day to watch me. She says, like, oh, I knew you were going to win. You know, she and my grandma were like, I knew it was you all along. But they just, they have to say that because they're your family. So, but yeah, they were definitely very supportive.
Do you think that your life in any either small or big way has changed since you became homecoming queen?
I wouldn't say that my life necessarily changed, but I definitely think that my experience helped to kind of get me out of my comfort zone a little bit more. I'd always thought that I was a really outgoing person and very personable, but that week it just kind of challenged you even more to get out there and meet people, and I did things that I never thought I would do. So I definitely think it helped me to be more, you know, I don't know what the word would be. Just more outgoing. I guess more outgoing than I could be. It definitely helped boost my confidence.
Yeah, definitely. How did your college experience change after you were elected? Or if it did, it might not have.
I don't think it changed a lot, but I do remember feeling the pressure to just, like, be a constant role model all the time after that. I was always thinking, oh, I'm the homecoming queen. I can't, you know, I have to watch what I do. I have to watch what I say. Other people will see me, and they'll expect me to be perfect all the time. So it was that a little extra pressure that year. It was my junior year, so it was a little extra pressure that year, just kind of being on top of it and not really messing up and not doing anything embarrassing because I was representing the school. So I wanted to leave a good impression.
What was it like crowning the next year's queen?
It was really exciting, but also sad, because then I knew that my turn was over. I was kind of selfish, but...
No, definitely.
It was exciting because I knew Holly. So when it's somebody that you know, it's a little more special. You're passing on kind of the torch to the next person. But it was a little bit sad because it's so exciting to have that whole year.
No.
And then to kind of pass it on, that was a little bit sad.
Do you think it has affected you after college?
I don't think so, because it's not really something that I, like, it doesn't really come up in conversation very often, you know, like, oh, I was the homecoming queen in college. You can't really slip that into conversation very easily without seeming arrogant. So I don't think it really has a lot, no. But, I mean, I'm happy to be back here, and I'm happy that this is a place that I have a reason to come back. You know, having this title gives me a reason to come back and stay connected and kind of have some roots here.
Yeah, definitely. Have you come back for other homecomings?
This is my second time coming back for homecoming. Yep, I came back once a few years ago with some friends, and that was really exciting, of course. But this is only my second alumni homecoming.
Would you come back? Would there be more of an incentive to come back if they had something that would, like, honor the queens every year?
Yeah, I think it would. I mean,
maybe not every year, but, like,
yeah, probably not every year. But I think if there was something special done, that I would definitely make an effort to be here, because I do take it very seriously and I'm honored. I mean, like I said, it is a huge honor to have this title, even if you're somebody from 100 years ago. I think that you're still a part of history here, and I think it's just really awesome that you invited us all back today to recognize us.
We're trying to get your history out there.
I appreciate it.